We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let it breathe a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, out of respect, you gotta let little Fleetwood Mac play, right?
Yeah, I mean,
the news of Christine McVie,
yeah,
passed away at 79 years old. I guess she just—it says that she passed away peacefully at the hospital while surrounded by family, following a short illness. She was 79 years old.
Wow,
a short illness.
Wow, I mean, this is a great band, by the way. But here's the thing:
one of my favorites.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I know, out of my generation, but my parents are both huge Fleetwood Mac fans,
yep.
So it was kind of like our family band.
Is it because like everybody was sleeping together in the band and having an affair?
That's what my parents told me.
I didn't know the inside
seven.
Story on that.
Yeah.
One.
I just looked up this article, Lou. Here it is, real quick. It says that no one was speaking inside the incestuous affairs that nearly destroyed Fleetwood Mac.
Like, yeah. I'm not sure that we should be doing this in the same segment as remembering Christine McVie.
I mean, it's part of her life. She's great. We love her.
They put together just about the greatest album
because
in rock history from beginning to finish, Rumors, and none of them could freaking stand
each other. Well,
they
Either they loved each other or they hated each other.
I'll just say there's always a couple people that kind of liked each other at one point.
At that point, they all hated each other.
Because
that album,
I just feel like it's like that. That there's got to be like a 30 for 30 on that.
No, they need to make it like
a
Netflix TV show. Like they need to dramatize it.
Really?
Don't you think?
I'd be totally into that.
Crazy, no one has yet.
I know it'd be so great, or just a movie. Make it a straight up movie. But I think the TV show is the way to go.
Yeah, I feel like this is a bad time for me to bring this up. I don't know why. Maybe I feel like I should bail on it.
Oh, God. Because
I didn't even know that she died. And I'm sitting there doing all this stuff. So I just had this. I was going to come in and complain about the fact that I can't stop eating sugar.
Wait, Christian.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Why are you making this about
me? So, Mago, well, it was always going to be about me. It was just like we added Fleetwood Mac.
This is the squirrel segment.
No, yeah, it was. I said, give me a second. How hard is it for you to give up sugar if you had to give up sugar? You've done it. Lou, didn't you do your diet that you got so skinny? Did you give up sugar?
Yeah, you don't have the need for it. I mean, could I give up sugar?
For a month and everything that is in sugar.
Well, see, that's the
cookies,
thing. Now it's
candies,
like,
everything.
Snacks.
Coffees, snacks.
See, I don't put it in my coffee,
oh,
which is
true.
A plus.
You have to specify added sugar because there's natural sugar in like bananas. Bananas are
great.
Well,
no, that's not what I count. I don't count.
Yeah,
like bananas.
Added,
just,
like,
yeah, added sugar. Now, if
sugar.
I say sugars, you got to give up sugars. You don't think I mean bananas.
No,
or an apple.
Look, like some breads that you get will have sugar in it.
No,
like,
that's not what I mean. Just I'm talking like sugars in cookies.
Like candy.
Yeah,
all
easily.
the bad sugar.
Yeah,
the stuff that you. So I was doing it for a while. I'm just going to admit to this real quick.
When
I feel like
this?
I have to do this.
And then
you
were miserable?
For like a week, I've been doing it for
a
week.
My wife couldn't do it.
So today, I made my second cup of coffee, and I was like, you know, I just don't like it. I was like, nobody's looking. Put some sugar in there.
Okay, we didn't know you were doing this, so why would we be holding you accountable?
Here's the thing.
I saw Christian put sugar in his coffee.
Shame on you, Christian.
I've been watching very closely.
It's not like
telling.
He hasn't been having sugar.
You guys got to hold me accountable.
You don't need to hide it if we don't know you're doing it.
Damn it, that's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right. Yeah, giving up sugar.
But apparently you're not giving up sugar.
I'm telling Megan that the amount of sugar you used to put in your
body. Oh, yeah.
I will never, ever sugar shame.
You're not giving up sugar, though, because you're sneaking sugar on the side.
Well, that's why I'm admitting to it.
He likes the thrill. He
likes
it.
I'm admitting to it. Yeah,
he likes being a bad boy.
You're a sugar voyeur.
Ooh, look at me. I got to put two packets. There was a time where I would put literally probably half a cup to a cup of sugar in my coffee.
To go with that cream milk mixture that you put in.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. Even like there was like half of it, a quarter of it was coffee.
I don't know how you do black coffee. Like, I just don't get it, how you can just drink it. It just tastes like hot water.
Well, it's like they say, once you go black, you never go back.
So it works for coffee too, huh?
It does work, yeah, okay. For coffee.
My feeling with sugar is, like, can you enjoy life? You know, it's like...
Says the skinny one, who has like, weighs like 95 pounds.
Who gets skinny shamed.
What's the big deal? You can't eat sugar?
Who gets skinny shamed. I eat sugar all the time. Unless you have some kind of like... It's
nine
true.
Energy.
Look, I'm getting.
Today.
I know. I have my Mountain Dews. These are zero sugar. Just so you know.
You know, someone who's skinny cannot sit there and go, you know, just live your life. Just eat it.
Just eat what
just
you want. Fine.
You know, what's the big deal?
Yeah, my metabolism. I have a metabolism of like a 14-year-old boy.
I know. I mean, it's like, bam, it's in and it's out like this, and you need more.
I did run 4 miles this morning, which is again. Not what you did. And then Christian told me,
little brag.
Hold on. I need you guys to weigh in on this. Behind
the humble
glass.
Brag.
I know. Right?
What was the time?
How far did you run today, Lou?
I ran to the mailbox and back.
I took my dog for a walk.
Christian said that running is not working out.
Nope, it isn't.
He said it's not working out.
I think running is
one of the hardest workouts.
No, it's not working out.
Running
is totally different mentality.
Someone gets on a treadmill and runs, what are they doing?
It's not working.
Wasting time.
That's not working out.
They're running. That's what they're doing.
That's
I ran as a kid.
It is the most natural workout.
No, it isn't. Doesn't
yes,
count.
Yes, it is.
Doesn't count.
Okay. It's what we are made to do.
Okay, Okay, naturally, like running is just something that
Sorry,
we all
some
can
of
do
us,
at any
some
point
of us
in time.
Were made to do that.
It's not really
some
working
of us
out.
Were.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't really working. It's not the same. Look at a runner's mentality and somebody who actually lifts weight. Who are trained, like in the gym.
It's
or
still
like
cardio.
What is
or,
training? How are you training without running?
I don't consider running working out. I'm sorry.
What about doing sit-ups? What about doing sit-ups?
Sit-ups is a form of working out.
How's that different
abs.
From running?
It's different. It's all cardio. It's all
cardio. You realize
cardio.
When you run,
and
you
anyone,
use just about every
consider,
muscle in your body.
I consider lifting. I consider working out more of a, so weights have to be involved. Like some sort of like something, some sort of like, you know,
yeah,
barbell.
But you can still
has to
work out cardiovascular. You can still run.
Sit up,
you can still
no barbell.
Bike. You can still whatever. Do like the step thingies. You can still, that's still working out.
Yeah, if somebody's on the running, if somebody's on the Stairmaster, is that working out?
It's a different form of
running.
Running
sucks.
It's a different form of running.
What about swimming?
It doesn't count
Swimming's
either.
A workout.
Don't tell Jaylen
Brown. Doesn't count either. No, it doesn't count either. Playing basketball in the pool doesn't count as an actual basketball workout.
This is insane.
No, that's fun.
This is where I would agree with Christian. If it's the only thing you're doing, if running is the only thing you're doing, I don't want to hear it. If you're running as a warm-up or running as a cool-down after you've done, you know, sit-ups, lifting, whatever.
And first of all,
running,
Ryan,
then I think it all fits in.
Here's the other thing, Ryan. I hate runners. You know what? Here's the thing about runners.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, the endorphins. Oh, it was so I hit 8 miles. I'm like, oh, just... I get so much energy because of the high I get from like, oh, yeah, can't wait to go. It was on my playlist when I run 9 miles tomorrow. Who cares how far you ran? What stupid music you ran to. Nobody cares, Mego, that you can run 8 miles.
You sound comment. Fat right now.
Lifters, I mean, runners don't bother me, but I can honestly say that I have never in my entire life put on like ear pods and gone for a jog.
What?
Ever
me
in
neither.
My entire
me neither.
Life.
Christian,
ever.
I know you're lying.
I
ever.
Swear,
you
I have
liar.
Never.
Ever.
Wait, what do you mean I'm lying?
How did you get in shape for the fitness
sprints.
Test you had to run?
I ran sprints, but we don't run. I didn't run with earbuds on. I never did
run.
It in my life.
Going to do
it. Sprints
hold
is
on.
Part of training.
If you're,
that's
if
like
you
a,
go
that's
out,
a workout.
If I go out to the field down the street from me and I run sprints, I do a sprint workout.
That's different.
Totally
is
different.
That a workout?
Yeah,
different. But it's considered a workout based on how it adapts
it's
with
running.
You.
She's got you in the blender
same.
Right now.
Yeah,
I was sprinting, running, and running
Christian.
Not running.
No, sprinting
Christian.
Is more of a is a more of a cardiovascular, high intensity something that emulates
shuttles.
Football.
It's running.
Like shuttles.
This is
it's running.
No,
stupid.
It's more of a
if
workout.
I go to, if
when
I go
you
to the
run
track.
8 miles, that is sustained running. It's different than sprint work. For me, it's more of a workout. I'm building my legs. I'm getting strong. I'm getting quick. All you're doing is putting your earbuds and they just go, I'll be back whenever.
For the record, last week I came
back
in.
Whenever.
I came in and I was like, oh, my hip is tight because I was running sprints yesterday. And Christian looked at me and goes, why are you running sprints?
Well, that is a good question.
Yeah, why you're not training
for
anything.
What are you training for?
Well, see that. Good job.
What are you
why are you running sprints? Like,
it's good for
guy
your
like
heart.
You, like, I would never run sprints again in my life.
Ever.
Why? Ever.
I love running.
There's no reason.
It makes me happy.
There's no reason to run sprints.
I'm not running the sprints that I ran in college.
You,
I'm just doing like wind sprint
a sport,
like intervals.
But you played a sport where like you had to run.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So did Christian.
No,
that's
no.
what I'm saying. That's why
job.
Christian
no,
is full of it.
He would run
and
then
moving
the
goal
35 seconds.
You're gaslighting me. Gaslighter. No. Gaslighter.
You're crazy.
Gaslighter.
You're crazy.
You're a gaslighter.
Listen, you know, Christian's idea of working out is putting on a pair of rollerblades and some cool Modi in his headphones and skating down Venice Beach Boulevard.
That's a workout.
But Lou, what you're talking about. But what you're talking about. Okay, about putting in your earbuds,
never.
Putting your shoes on, and then say, hey, honey, I'll be back in about 40 minutes.
Never.
I'm going to go track my run.
Never.
Ever in my life.
You never said I'm going to go to the gym and you left for 40 minutes and came back. What difference does that make?
I don't go to the gym. It's not the same. You're not. It's not good. It's not the same. Your gym is outside.
You go outside.
My ring's
COVID
outside.
Related. That's what it is.
Then I go to my wine cellar, and then I go to my home theater.
Yeah. Whoever has to leave.
Hey,
why
another
leave?
Another COVID project. Just COVID created a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, no, running's a punishment.
You know running's different. Yes, thank you. Running is a punishment.
Running's a punishment.
It is
I never
painful.
Understood that. Like, you know,
it's not
like,
a workout.
Like the track team gets in trouble. What do they make you do? Hit baseballs.
They make you do push-ups and
sit-ups.
They
make you do push-ups and sit-ups. That's
yeah,
what
that's
do.
What they
make you lift
literally
weights.
What they make you do.
They make you do curls.
I mean, what are we doing? No, running is a punishment. I've never gone out for
Same.
A jog in my
you
entire
guys are
life.
You know what? That's an actually great point, though, Lou, because anytime like I ever got in trouble, it was like the punishment was for us to run.
Which is why I hate it.
Yeah, same. Like when I see runners, I go, that's enjoyable to you? That's like a post-traumatic
pumping.
Stress disorder. It's like, what? You want me to run for fun? But I didn't do anything wrong. It's like, I'm not in trouble.
No.
I'm doing this just because I enjoy it.
How's that Peloton doing, Lou?
Not good.
Not good.
You want one cheap?
Is that a workout?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's considered a workout.
Is that a workout?
First off, I'm on your side. Running is a workout.
Okay,
I just choose not to do it because I think it's stupid.
No, it's not a workout.
It's not stupid. It's just hard for you.
Yeah.
I just don't enjoy it.
Lou's got a medical condition.
What is that?
What's his medical condition?
The bow legs.
Oh, yeah.
He makes it hard for him to run.
I mean, honest to God, how many, like, when you watch the Boston Marathon.
What's wrong with those guys? That guy's legs.
How many of those guys are bow-legged?
None of them.
I'm not built for it.
No.
It's like they're running with a barrel between them.
You ever seen tall people run in a marathon? Like, do you see how painful that looks for some guy who's, like, 6'6 running a marathon?
Oh, every time Luke Cornett goes up and down the floor, I feel bad for
Jesus,
him.
You got to be, like 5'10 and slim. You know, like, that's it. That's all you can do. 5'10, maybe, like, $167. In that range, 175, and you can go run. Other than that, nobody wants to do it.
Is Christian giving up sugar or not? That's where we started.
Let me go to Mallory, New Hampshire, who wants to get into this running workout thing. Go ahead, Mallory.
Hey, guys. So I just wanted to call in. My husband's a cross-country coach, and he also coaches track and field. And it's watching him, like, do workouts. You can definitely, I hear both sides. Like, I definitely hear the whole, you can think of it like it's a punishment, right? That, like, why is anyone running for fun? But genuinely, these kids do the running, or you see these kind of athletes, like you were just talking about with the Boston Marathon. Those type of athletes see running as kind of a motivation to get fit in different ways. Like, he, as a coach, gives his kids, some days he'll do mileage, but some days it's in the weight room, doing different exercises because you have to build calf strength. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand until watching him coach, like, there's a lot of arm strength that goes into how you position your arms for, like, again, with the Boston Marathon, watching those people and, like, the aerodynamics and the physics behind it. So there is a lot of benefits to running from multiple health perspectives, not just, like, from a cardiovascular.
Mallory, is your husband in, like, the 5'11 range, 175, 180? 5'10?
I would say more like maybe 5'9, 5'10, but he is maybe 165, 170.
That's the range. Listen, thanks for the call, Mallory. Listen, I don't hate runners.
Christian,
like,
you didn't
Christian
think the aerodynamic.
It's just not
just
for me.
It's like well, not I mean, a workout.
It's just not for me.
When you go like out, do you say, hey, Mr. Who, I'll see you whenever. I'm going to go on a run. Or you can say, I'm going to go have a workout. I'm going
to
go work out real quick.
Interchangeable.
You say, totally I'm going on a run. You do not say, I'm going to work out. Because if you're going to work out, you'd go to the
if
gym.
If I haven't run in a couple days, I'm like, God, I haven't worked out.
No, you'd say, I need to go. I'm going on a run. Nobody says. Leaves the house with their little silly little running shoes, their stupid little shorts, and all their Vaseline that they put on their nipples. Isn't that what they do? So they
don't
shave.
Do you
that's
know
what
that
they do?
When you run a marathon, you got to put that effort.
Yeah, and they poop in their pants.
See, I don't want to do that.
I know.
I don't want to. Do
I don't
that.
See how don't that's enjoyable that. At all. Hey, I went the marathon ran today and I pooped down my leg.
The marathon is not enjoyable.
No,
anyone who tells you that is crazy.
Seems like I'd rather stay up for 25.
But
hours.
I also have like convinced myself over the years that it's bad for me.
100 hurts bad for your knees,
bad
your
for
joints,
my knees,
your hips.
Bad for my ankles. Yep. I got some bad knees, bad ankles, bad hips. It's bad. I've convinced myself it's bad for me.
Yep.
I
wouldn't do it.
I have never ever in my entire life put on headphones, ear pods, and gone for a jog. I started a conversation. I'm dead serious.
Me
I've
neither,
never
ever.
In my life ever done that.
Didn't
I'm a little jealous
do,
of that though.
Didn't ever. You have to do fitness tests in high school? Like for your different teams.
What was your fitness test?
You played basketball in high school. Do you know
we'd run.
Test.
We would run.
Do a speed test or something.
No, you'd run suicides.
Yeah.
I'm talking
short,
about
you're short not distance. To call those any,
short
that
distance.
Anymore.
I'm talking like
25
like,
yards
like,
back and forth.
In high
yard
school,
shows.
In college, yeah. Let's put some headphones. We'll go for a jog.
Yeah.
I'd be like, dude,
not a chance.
No shot.
That's a whole. That's
staying
a whole,
here drinking Bud
that's
Lights.
That's like such a cult too. Like all the people who run like that. It's just such a weird cult following. Like, everybody's odd. All the runners are
see,
odd.
You start attacking runners.
What is wrong with you?
I would go there.
Just because you
it's
can't
just not for
do
me.
It. Before the show, you told me I would love to
it's
be able
cult.
To just go out for a run.
It's a cult.
And my
kinda
body
cultish.
Hurts too much.
It is kind of cult. Lou, it is kind of cultish, though.
Real runners,
it?
Though, you have a runner bodies.
No, but runners would be like, you know, hey, you want to run? Yeah, what'd you do? Like, let's go run together. And then they talk while they're running. Like, when you did do sprints, were you ever able to talk to
no,
the person
barely,
running next
I don't want anybody talking.
Breathe.
Hey, no, what's going on?
I could barely breathe.
I can't wait. Wait, 5 seconds left on the line right now? Okay.
The only tip I ever got was from Mia Hamm, who used to say, chew gum.
Why, you sprint?
Yeah. Really?
I would choke.
I don't know.
I would bite
it gets
my
you to
tongue.
Kind of, something
yeah.
about it that opens up something. I have no idea.
See,
the woman runs for a living.
Also, you know
so
what
I was
our
like,
lacrosse coach used to make us do? So annoying. She used to make us run our sprints with our mouth guard in because you have to wear a mouth guard the whole time
you
play lacrosse.
You couldn't breathe.
Like the ones Raheem and I use when we go to bed?
No, not those monsters. No? But I would have gum sometimes. Pull a mouth guard out, gum all over the mouth guard.
I think
nasty.
That's like, listen, I wish I could run. Maybe that's why I'm so angry
Christian.
About it. I wish I could.
Who do you consider more of an athlete, a runner or a NASCAR driver?
Ooh, Ryan.
A runner.
You know I don't think NASCAR is a real athlete either.
But you just said runners are odd.
Ooh, see, now you backed me into a corner. Now you done did it.
Got to pick one.
I'm going to say a runner.
Runner
that's how much
a runner is more of an athlete.
Yes, absolutely. Because
thank God.
NASCAR guy drives a car.
Yeah, no, that
he's
was
a good driver.
But I don't want to say either, but
okay,
like,
how
absolutely.
A
good driver.
How about a runner?
Let me just keep turning to the left and see. The worst thing that happens to them is they got a kink in their neck.
How about a runner or the guy who throws the javelin?
Ooh, that's hard, too. You gotta
what's
be some
what's
strength.
More of an athlete?
You gotta
a runner
javelin,
or the
absolutely.
Javelin?
Oh, stop
you gotta have a good
absolutely.
Arm.
You do not think the
that
javelin
is a,
guy is more of an athlete.
And they have to train and work out
that's
to
ridiculous.
Throw the javelin.
How about this? The runner
shoulder
or the guy
exercises.
Who is like on the skeleton sled in the Olympics that goes down where he just like lays on the sled?
Oh, that's scary. The skeleton guy.
Scary, the skeleton
absolutely.
Guy.
Someone like, said that's the only sport where a corpse could win a gold medal.
Seriously,
like bobsledding, like
would
that
you,
thing?
Would you?
No,
even,
no,
you
not
wouldn't
bobsledding.
Even, no, like, the solo one where you land your back.
You're just on
is
a little
your back?
Sled,
and
they
just push
go down.
You down.
Would they go head first?
Oh, they do
if
that
they go
also.
Head first, or they go feet first? I don't know.
Either way, not a chance.
What's
not
more
a chance.
Of a, okay? One last one. What's more of an athlete, runner? Or the person with a little broom in the curling team.
Curlers.
Curlers, definitely.
Oh,
that is tough.
It's a skill.
That
is, it's a skill.
Stop
that
it,
is
it is a skill.
That
that's not
tough.
Me being nutty.
That's
a skill.
Tough. No, it is. It's good.
I mean, they're out of shape, but what they're doing is an actual workout, I guess.
They have brooms on
brooms.
Ice.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.